Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Steve, 2015 yes. Taxes, they're all done. And CNN Money just did a report just to show where your tax dollar has gone. Mm. Let me tell you, if you didn't know already, listen, America has a lot of problems, you know, but there are a lot of wonderful good things happening in America. And one of the things I look at is, man, we have been so blessed financially.
Yeah.
We've talked on this program and many times before just how blessed we are in comparison to so many people around the world. In fact, we had lunch the other day and we're talking about how China's manufacturing so many products that we take for granted today, and how, you know, some people in China that work in these factories, these very long hours, you know, they may make $20 a month. I mean, we've talked about in Cuba how the average person in Cuba lives on $20 to $30 a month, a dollar a day.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people in China are paying $6 a month in subsidized rent. And here we have an economy that you know, a budget of $4.2 trillion, Steve. Yeah. And this is amazing, because this is what CNN Money reports. They say that the National Priorities Project broke down how much of this $4.2 trillion dollars in our budget was allocated to areas like defense, housing, education, and interest on the debt. And then they applied it to those percentages to the average American federal tax bill. So basically what they're saying is that the average household paid in 2015, mm-hmm. $13,000 in income taxes, right? So if you were to break that up, where did this get, you know, divvied up? They said of the $13,000, $3,700 went to health programs. That's 28%. It just went to health programs. Another $3,200 or $3,300, 25% went to the Pentagon and the military. So just in health and the military, over 50% of the budget just in those two categories. Then, of course, about 13.7% was just on the interest, 8% on unemployment programs, $771, 5% on veterans and benefit, 4.6% on food and agricultural programs, 3% on educational programs, 1.9% on housing and community, and another 1.5% on international affairs program. I guess this is where maybe mm-hmm. possibly those funds would go to support and give aid packages to countries like Israel and Egypt and many of the countries around the world that we actually give money to. 1.2% on transportation and funding, and another 1% on science funding. Doesn't seem like it's a whole lot of money, but you're talking about percentage of trillions of dollars. The fact that we could invest money into NASA, I mean, it's pretty amazing to discover, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Look at stars and moons, but it gets me to thinking about some of the current events that are happening in the world today, and one of which is Venezuela. Venezuela is a oil-rich country. But that means very little these days when oil is selling under $40 a barrel, not the $100 a barrel it was selling not too long ago. And this country is going through serious, serious economic struggles. CNN Money reports, which is pretty amazing, because, you know, they've had, you know, financial woes. Mm-hmm. They've had the Zika virus, I believe that's how you say it, the Zika virus with the fly that's going around, mm-hmm. I guess the mosquito, whatever it is, that's biting people and causing people to die. They're in a deep recession, and now, of all things, they're experiencing blackouts. Right now, the president, Nicolas Maduro, who took over for when Chavez had died, basically is having to do forced blackouts because 4 hours of the day they don't have any power. But if that wasn't bad enough, they are going to a 2-day work week. Now, most people in the world work at least 5 to 6 days a week. They're going to a 2-day work week because they don't have the electricity to keep running mm-hmm. everything.
Can't pay their own bills.
They don't have electricity. Yeah. And Steve, right now, we've talked about in a previous program how they're exchanging chicken for diapers. They're bartering. In fact, I want you to go straight to Venezuela so you can see firsthand what is happening. People are just trying to survive just to eat and get some of the basic necessities. Watch this.
These were the chaotic scenes as residents of a city in southeastern Venezuela went on the rampage in search of basic food items. People desperate for staples like milk, rice, and flour stormed a supermarket warehouse in Guayana City. A 21-year-old man was shot dead during the unrest. Media reports say dozens of people have been arrested. Low oil prices and increasingly dysfunctional currency and price controls have fueled shortages of consumer goods across the country. President Nicolas Maduro says opposition leaders and businesses are responsible, waging an economic war against his government by raising prices and hoarding goods. Critics say it's more the result of a failing state-led economic model. National Guards moved into Guyana to regain control and protect its local businesses.
They're going hungry. This is a nation that you know, they weren't super wealthy. I mean, they had oil. They had oil. They were, and some, you know, you would think that they were actually extremely wealthy when it was selling at $100 a barrel. And some reports are, Steve, that they can't even afford to buy toilet paper. Mm. And so when you look at these events happening, you know, I just think about it. We want to pray. We want to pray that they will begin to look up. This is what happened in Cuba when they were suffering so much and $20 a month. You know, the church exploded, like 10,000 Assembly God churches just exploded all over Cuba. And what the pastor said is that, you know, our people, since they only have $30 a month, they didn't have a lot of extra resources to you know, get lost in entertainment and things like that. They got busy doing the work of the kingdom, the work of the Father, and they advanced the kingdom of God. And so I want to encourage you, pray for Venezuela. I mean, pray that God will pour out his spirit. And that the strategies and the plans of the enemy to use this country to do harm, not only to the United States and to do others, would be just thwarted, but that we could see a massive move of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.